And it's time now for This Week at Waldorf on KIW, and joined in studio this morning by Waldorf University President Bob Alsop. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you in the studio this morning, and kind of hard to believe we're not yet to Thanksgiving and the semester's done.
Yeah, things are wrapping up. We're on a new calendar this year where we started a couple weeks early, and we're going to finish up before Thanksgiving.
Now, is that something that is going to continue into the future, or is that to be determined?
Yeah, it'll continue for next year. We need to give it a full cycle so we can assess it, see that it's accomplishing the goals that we set out for it, see how the students respond to it. And that was the major impetus, you know, for that, for our students, particularly from a distance, traveling for Thanksgiving, coming back for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then going back home, trying to put them in the position where they can finish strong, have less stress about traveling, and finish the semester and be fresh for a new one start in January.
Now, I guess we're kind of in a bit of a transition mode, too, regarding athletics. The fall sports are done now and transitioning into some of the winter sports. How have things been going so far?
Yeah, been going very, very well. We had a really great fall season with all of our sports. I think about feeling the weather today that maybe I'm going to miss tailgating on Saturdays, but maybe not with winds and weather like this. But really appreciate the community support that we've had for all our sports, and now moving into our winter sports with hockey and basketball and wrestling and everything else. Just encourage, it's a great environment when you have the opportunity to come watch the Warriors compete. So I encourage everyone out there to come and see what we have going on.
In addition to athletics, a lot of great fine arts things happen in the fall as well.
Yeah, we just this past weekend had our music concerts, which were just amazing, both instrumental and vocal. We take a lot of pride in those. We have two musicals this year, so the Fantastics wrapped up their show a couple weeks ago, but you can look forward to a couple productions coming up this spring as well.
And I'm visiting with Waldorf University President Bob Alsop, and one of the big things, too, that is not too far off into the future is the ownership change at Waldorf.
Yes. I would say not one of the big things, but the big thing right now. And so, you know, the major, if hurdle is the right word for that, but approval that we needed was with our accreditor, the Higher Learning Commission. They took up our application after we submitted a pretty lengthy application, and they conducted a site visit, and we received word just a week ago that they approve of this change of ownership. We met all five key aspects that they examine for these types of matters, and that sets us up for a December 1st change of control. So we're excited about that.
Now, the students and staff probably won't notice too much of a difference.
No, that's, we want to have very, very little difference for our students, only positive things there. Now, I will speak for our staff. I think there's a lot of momentum and excitement from the faculty and staff for this, but I'm just very appreciative, because when you go through a transaction like this, there's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of change that happens with that when you're changing, software systems and some processes and things like that. These are folks that already have full plates, and they've added to it this last fall, and they've risen to the challenge.
So again, December 1st is when that will officially take place then.
That is correct.
And coming up this weekend, too, you have a Cobblestone Inn & Suites Classic, a couple of men's basketball games on Friday against Iowa Wesleyan, and Saturday against William Woods University. So a chance to get out and support the Waldorf men's basketball team at home.
Absolutely. And the women, I think, have a game on Friday at 5:30 as well against Martin Luther. I believe that's a home game. And yeah, the Cobblestone Classic is coming up, so great opportunities to come out and see the team, see some local names and faces out there as well that people have probably have been following for quite some time.
Well, Bob, we do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us on This Week at Waldorf. We've been visiting with Waldorf University President Bob Alsop on This Week at Waldorf on KIW.